Colette Fitzpatrick. Hi to Shane and to Paul. I'm obviously missing you lots as I'm here at the IFTAs and raising a glass to you. Enjoy those early mornings.
Hi, I'm Miriam O'Callaghan from Archie.
What's better, Derry Girls or The Young Offenders?
I think they're both equally good. I also really like Can Cope, Won't Cope. I think there's been a lot of very good drama recently. So I'm not going to nominate one over the other. I think it's been a stellar year for drama, and drama's hard to get right.
Michael McDonough is my name, and I'm here with the Scratch Films tonight.
And Michael McDonough, we were here nominated for an IFTA for The Truth About Travellers. We worked on that show all those years ago. You're back with another Traveller show, and you're nominated.
Yeah, isn't it fantastic that people are actually seeing the value and the importance of them, like, you know?
Hi, it's Nicky Bourne here, and I hope all the News Talk listeners are doing very well. Sean Moncrief's partner actually produces my show, Caroline, so it's good to be on the News Talk airwaves.
And that's the thing, obviously, you stole Caroline Clark from News Talk. Derry Girls or Young Offenders, what do you prefer?
I have to be honest here, I have not seen Derry Girls. I've heard so much good things about it. I have seen Young Offenders, so I've got to go with that.
Hi, I'm Elaine Crowley. I present Elaine on TV3.
I love Young Offenders. I didn't get Derry Girls, don't kill me.
Hi, I'm Louisa Harland.
Hi, I'm Cathy Kira Clark.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lee O'Donnell.
I'm Dylan Llewellyn.
Hi, I'm Leo O'Rourke.
And you're all from Derry Girls.
We love The Young Offenders. We love
The Young Offenders. I love The Young Offenders.
And why do you think Derry Girls is as big as it is, and why do you think they love it across the UK and Ireland?
Well, like, it's girls.
Yes.
Being the gay English lad, I mean, how
he's
do you?
He's not gay.
Well, I mean, I know that.
I think he's a bit of a dick. No. I think James is a lovely boy. People need to stand up for him more. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Do you think it's a proper representation of Derry and the Troubles?
Completely is. Like, my parents said, it hit the nail on the head. So truthful, and Lisa grew up in Derry, so it's very authentic and everybody can relate to it.
Hey, I'm Des Bishop, presenting the Best Sitcom Award this evening. Irish-American comedian.
They've got us out here. Okay, it's not raining, but we're outside the RDS on a red carpet, and we've got TV royalty amongst us. We've got Dermot Bannon
on my right, who I've never met, to be honest. But I feel, well, I tell you what's really weird, that we're having two conversations on two different radio stations.
I'm really sorry, Dermot, to interrupt Red FM's interview.
That's
but
okay,
you
Michael,
are kind of TV royalty.
Am I? Well, you know, we're a local celebrity for a local people, as they used to say on the League of Gentlemen.
So Dermot, you're giving out advice even on the red carpet. I mean, do you ever stop? Are you always working?
I'm always a pain in the ass. If that was New York, they'd love me, wouldn't they?
They love you here, by the way. But they just wouldn't love you and think you were a prick.
And you are compared, I suppose, to Ireland's Gabo. You are probably the most famous TV star on this red carpet. Your ratings beat The Late Late.
Gabo, I know. He's like a national treasure. Like, no.
I'm Shane Casey and I play Billy Murphy.
I'm Dominic McHale and I play Detective Sergeant Tony Healy.
And you both play your parts so brilliantly. Total psycho, but likeable. Why do you think Young Offenders captured the imagination of the Irish public and across the UK? They love you, and here come, is that a police?
Billy's reputation precedes him.
Nobody's perfect in it, you know? Like, Billy, he's not a very good criminal.
No.
Sergeant Healy's not a very good guard. No. Maria's not a particularly good mother, and Connor and Jock aren't particularly good at anything. So that kind of endears them to people.
Yeah, it's a kind of a perfect storm, really, when those kind of people meet.
The film, the series, the second series, it really is a phenomenon. Derry Girls or Young Offenders?
Oh, Derry Girls all the way.
Derry Girls is a better show, across the board.
That's the only
no,
way
I haven't seen it at all.
I really like the nun in it. Siobhan is amazing.
Hi, my name is Demi Isaac Ovyawe, and I play Linda Walsh in the Young Offenders TV series.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Barry, and I play Siobhan Walsh in the Young Offenders.
It deals with realistic things that happen to teenagers, like when you like a girl and you don't know how to approach her, and her dad doesn't really like you. You get off with a girl, you don't use protection, and suddenly she winds up pregnant, and she tells you in front of everyone that you know people you've never met. It's just, it's so relatable and so realistic. So
there's two big shows tonight. There's Young Offenders and there's Derry Girls.
They hugged me when I walked in there and I screamed like a little girl. I was such a fan of them.
I'm Hilary Rose from The Young Offenders.
Hi, I'm Alex, also from The Young Offenders.
Why do you think Young Offenders has done so well, and that mother and son relationship?
I think it's very relatable. I think in particular the female characters that Peter wrote were, you know, quite nuanced, modern female characters that maybe get overlooked a little bit on TV. So, and I think the relationship is very genuine as well between us. So,
I think just the age Connor is as well. There is that tension between mother and son. They just never quite see eye to eye for a while.
And the strong language, obviously this is for breakfast radio, but you know, the language you use, you make, you could say, bad language sexy again.
That's what I like to think.
Wow, I'm going to take that. Thank you.
And like, we're talking, you know, the C word is used, and you make it sound almost like
we were
French.
Allowed one of them in the series.
One. Yeah.
The BBC said you can say it once. So we said it a few, and a few got in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, you know, I mean, if I didn't root for Young Offenders, there'd be something wrong. But yeah, Derry Girls are great too.
Hey, there are.
I'm Ryan O'Shaughnessy. I sung for Ireland in the Eurovision this year.
My name is Alva Casey. I would be a fan of Derry Girls.
For me, it's Young Offenders, 100%.
Tom Dunn, News Talk, obviously, but also The Zoo. Ooh, Young Offenders for me. Only because Ray Harmon did the music, so superior music. They're both great shows, but Young Offenders is spectacular.
Hi, I'm Angela from Ranelagh.
I'm Elaine from Cuisinelland Park in Tallaght.
So you're here to see the stars, your fans, TV fans.
We got to see most of them.
Jenny Dixon from Fair City, Matteo from First Dates.
20 years chasing them. I have been on Exposé. Keeps throwing us outside. It is very bad.
So you're actually outside. I'm speaking outside to you through railings because you're not allowed in to this celebrity VIP event. But Young Offenders or Derry Girls, which one?
Young Offenders for me.
Young Offenders.
Young Offenders.